Donald Draper's office.
Mad Men is one of the big favorites at tonight's Emmy Awards. And if you watched any of this past season, the most memorable character was probably Don Draper's new secretary, Miss Ida Blankenship.
Good morning.
Call the pen and pencil, see if someone found my award.
What's the category?
Best actress. It's a Clio.
Ida Blankenship was a departure from the attractive, attentive young girls who usually catered to Don Draper's every need. And she always stole the show, even in death.
She was born in 1898 in a barn. She died on the 37th floor of a skyscraper. She's an astronaut.
Randy Heller played Ida Blankenship. The role earned her an Emmy nomination as Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series. Now, that category's winner has already been announced, and I'm sorry to say it wasn't Randy Heller, but the role and that memorable death scene has relaunched her career. And tonight, at age 64, she'll make her first ever trip to the Emmys. And as for Mad Men, well, she went out with a bang.
I was going to be found by the character of Peggy, played by Elizabeth Moss. And she comes down the hall and she's saying, Miss Blankenship?
Miss Blankenship, are you all right?
And she doesn't know I'm dead. My head is back. Well, I set it up. I didn't want to look like I was dead. I wanted to look like I was sleeping. I was taking like a nap.
Miss Blankenship.
And so when she came by the desk to make sure that I was okay, she just kind of slightly touched the back of my shoulder.
Miss Blankenship.
And I went down, clomp on the desk.
Caroline.
There was pandemonium in the office.
What now?
Everybody was running around trying to figure out what they're going to do because they realized...
Oh, God. Caroline!
This woman just died.
Megan, get a man, and we'll need a blanket.
So they wrapped me up in a blanket.
There's an Afghan on Mr. Crane's couch.
And they wheeled me past the conference room, out the door. And nobody knew that Miss Blankenship was passing on to the other world.
She seemed fine just a minute ago.
The character you played, Ida Blankenship, was great for a variety of reasons, not least of which was the fact that it was Don Draper's first secretary who was not a very young woman. And they had this kind of interesting relationship. Let's hear a clip from the show.
Your wife called earlier.
She's not my wife.
Mrs. Francis said to remind you that you can't have the kids this weekend. It's very complicated. It's Bobby's birthday party Sunday.
It's Jean's birthday.
Did you want me to buy him or her a gift?
No.
She was obviously the best lines.
You have to say that.
And unlike all the other secretaries at Sterling Cooper, she's not the shrinking Violet. I mean, she's got a lot of attitude.
She sure does. And she didn't care about anybody and how they felt. You know, she just was there for years and years and just said and did exactly as she wanted to.
You were a teenager during the 60s, during this period, and so presumably you have a sense of what it was like to be a woman in an office environment at the time.
Well, actually, I was about 18 to 20, and I did work on Madison Avenue for a short time before I went to college. And it was exactly that way.
Wow.
They just treated you like, you know, dirt. Women were second-class citizens. You know, get my coffee. And everything has just changed so dramatically in the last, 50 years?
It's absolutely amazing. I know that you worked on Broadway for many years and that you have worked in Hollywood doing various parts. But I understand for a while you actually just kind of dropped out of acting entirely. Yeah, what were you doing?
Well, I guess it was my early 50s when I realized you sort of end up in this large sieve where the roles dry up. They're just non-existent. And so I decided to drop out for a while. I kept the toe in the water because I wanted my pension and I needed, you know, to have medical insurance. So I went back to school. I had my bachelor's, but I went back to school and I got a degree in teaching adult education. And I have to tell you, Guy, it was so rewarding. And, you know, there were times in the 8 years that I did that I said, now this feels right to me. I should be here. And especially they laughed at all my jokes.
Now, I understand that, and obviously as an Emmy nominated actress, you are entitled not just to go to the award ceremony tonight, but to walk down the red carpet. And I understand this is the first time you will ever have gone to a major Hollywood award ceremony.
That is true. I consider myself like Cinder Elder. You know, it sounds very corny and cheesy, but this is so magic. It's magic for me, totally, and very unexpected.
That's actress Randy Heller. She received an Emmy nomination for her role of Miss Ida Blankenship on AMC's Mad Men, and she'll be walking the red carpet for the first time tonight at the Emmy Awards. Randy Heller, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope I don't trip. It'd be very Blankenship, wouldn't it?